This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NFL draft went down here in a big way in South Florida. Everybody was watching, and not just because it's the draft and we love that stuff, but we had more than a rooting interest in this 2021 draft, and our next guest followed basically every one of these kids in high school that got drafted into college. David Ferronis from South Florida Sun Sentinel does an awesome job at the University of Miami, has a past, ladies and gentlemen, and that is in high school. And we welcome you in, David. Thanks so much for taking the time on this Wednesday evening.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry. Always love to talk about the great high school players that came out of this area. And a lot of these guys that you know, I was covering during my tenure where I really focused in that realm, and now you see them going to the NFL draft. It's always really rewarding to see.
First guys up, Pat Surtain Jr. Obviously, you've seen him a billion times. You know, play for American Heritage in a lot of the big games, and certainly. What a thrill for his father, who was a big part of having six kids drafted and one having a free agent. Talk about Pat Surtain when you remember covering him. You remember covering him as a ninth grader.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe the first time I really saw him was probably his sophomore year, where I remember they had Marco Wilson, who was a junior. He was injured with that ACL injury, and then he was really – going into a bigger role kind of in the middle of the season there, even with how many DBs they had on that American Heritage team. You know, that year it was like the Brian Burns year and you know, all them. While Mike Rumpf was still there, and he was already starting to get past Surtain the second. He was already starting to get some offers there, even going back to his freshman year, I remember. I even looked back to an old interview that I did with him when he was very baby-faced as a sophomore. But, man, you just saw the guy develop and become really this elite press man corner that's tall, long, athletic, can play physical at the line of scrimmage and press man. He could cover any type of receiver, really, and was just really the prototype at every level, whether it be in high school as a prospect that then goes to Alabama as a five-star recruit. And then he starts as a freshman. When you see him get there halfway through his freshman year, he's starting. And then by the time that Alabama team gets to the Orange Bowl and that college football playoff semifinal, he's already a starter on that team when he returns to South Florida and Hard Rock Stadium, where, you know, his dad obviously played for the Dolphins. And then, sure, you know, he's just been really top of the class the whole time.
And then you look right on the other side, Tyson Campbell, who is another kid. First pick of the second day. It seemed like people were kicking themselves in the butt for not picking him up in the first round. But nevertheless, the next two guys, the first two guys of the second day, Elijah Moore from St. Thomas Aquinas can go into the Jets. And then obviously Tyson Campbell first. Talk about those two.
Yeah, and then obviously even Greg Rousseau at the end of the first round. With the Bills out of the University of Miami, number 30. So then, you know, a nice little bunch up there of South Florida kids. So, yeah, I mean, Surtain and Campbell, then that duo, you know, it's funny because they're two corners that you got to avoid throwing to each one. So then where do you throw as a quarterback? I mean, imagine, let alone if you had these two guys as your NFL corners, it'd be tough for a lot of passing offenses. This was a high school tandem. So imagine the passing offenses and the struggles that they had going up against that Heritage defense. Both of them the same year, even. So they came up together, and that senior year was just incredible. And you mentioned Elijah Moore, a guy that we really saw. You know, he was at Western, I remember, and then went over to St. Thomas, had in a loaded receiving corps for St. Thomas, so kind of had to work his way in. He was a little bit behind in the depth chart when he first got there, with you know, Trevon Grimes and Michael Harley and Josh Palmer and all those guys that they had there.
All those guys that got drafted.
Yeah, exactly. And then he has a great senior year. And then, boy, you really saw him in Lane Kiffin's offense this past year at Ole Miss, the way he exploded. So really good for him.
Yeah. And we saw him also in the Under Armour game that year, and we kind of laughed that he had more catches in that Under Armour game than he did all year with St. Thomas. I mean, he went off. I mean, and I think that really helped him. And he was an absolutely just an amazing receiver at Ole Miss. You know, he did some crazy things, but you know what? On the overall, he's one of the nice guys. Pleasant surprise too. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go.
Oh, no. I was disagreeing with you on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But also a pleasant surprise in the second round, the Rams and Tutu Atwell. I mean, a kid that, you know, you look at every freaking day he came off of that Northwestern sideline and you're thinking, how the heck is that 135 pound kid doing this?
My God, I remember even before I was hired by the Sun Sentinel, and you know, I was freelancing, doing a lot of games in Miami, whether it be for the Herald and Chaz Paul Stadium, covering him as a freshman, and he was this teeny tiny freshman for Northwestern, which, you know, was trying to build back its reputation in the neighborhood from what it was in years past. It kind of had some down years, and you know, he was a quarterback that he was starting. It was going to be a 4-year start, and he was going to bring them back. And I remember just watching him absolutely get pummeled by, because then Central was just dominating that district and that rivalry at that point. And with that defense that they had, I remember them just crushing him, this little 130-pound, whatever he was, freshman. And, boy, he took all those hits, and he played with so much heart as a freshman. And then you just saw the way he developed. I mean, he grew a little bit, but you know, not that much. But I mean, just you saw the speed, the electricity that he plays with, really come to fruition. Yeah. And then the way he was able to lead Northwestern to a state championship by the time he was a senior, that then got the Bulls back onto that run that really they really returned to being the West as we know it. So you know, reeling off those three straight state championships, and he was kind of at the forefront of getting there. And then, well, you see what he did as a receiver at Louisville, just absolutely incendiary with his explosiveness. And even though he was small, and everyone's going to point to that, boy, he still went in the second round. And the Rams, now with Matthew Stafford going over there, then and that offense and the weapons that he's going to have around him, then you know, that's an opportunity to really show his explosiveness on the NFL stage.
No doubt. David Ferona, South Florida Sun Sentinel, joining us. David, it's got to be a thrill for you because, you know, I mean, for me it is, you know, back in the day watching Michael Irvin in high school and then all of a sudden seeing him on the grandest stage there is. You too. I mean, you got a chance to see a lot of these kids, you know, and all of a sudden, before you know it, they're in the NFL doing their good things. I mean, that's got to be exciting for you as well. Now, UM is going to be your deal for the rest of the they have summer camps coming up. I know you're excited about that. Get finally to see kids on campus. Talk briefly about that.
Yeah, and right now the Miami Hurricanes really need to pick up their recruiting. As you see, you know, only the one commitment and a big deal of that has to do with the whole dead period, of course. That's going to be coming to an end soon here on June 1st. So and then, you know, tentatively you have a date for the Paradise Camp. You get that going again the way that was canceled last year. So couldn't have that because of COVID. So now you get these prospects back on campus, you know, and then at an event like Paradise Camp, you get to the Hurricanes legends and the current players and coaches and staff and get them all together again. It's going to be good to see if the dominoes start to fall, they really start to fill in this class, and then, you know, kind of return to some normalcy. That's a big word we're going to be seeing as we try to get out of this COVID mess in all good areas stuff of life. But yeah, really in recruiting, for sure, that would be a big thing for the Hurricanes if they could really build it up.
Awesome.
'Cause, you know, you almost start to feel like you're running out of time. Kind of.
I hear you. That's David Ferones, always, man. Thanks so much. Have a great evening. We'll catch up with you really soon.
Yeah, sounds good, Larry. Always appreciate it.
Good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.